there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside hour two of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hey, buddy.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. That was a drop, right? Or did you do that?
That was no, it was good. The drop. Okay. It was just keeping you on your toes.
That was Jim Boeheim crying.
I'm going to kick your ass, Frostburg. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. You know, something's going to happen one day, and I'm going to come in, and Frostburg's not going to be talking to me. Why? I'm suing you. Why? For everything that's going on with the show, I go, what have I ever said to you? And he's going to play back this compilation of, I'm going to kick your ass. I will key your car. Frostburg, I'm going to knock you out. He's
948 occurrences of car keying. He wanted to smother Fenley with a pillow. We're going to send you to one of those rage rooms. Yeah. Just let you swing a bat around for a while. You got to let this one go, buddy.
Did you say these things about Frostburg? No, it sounds like me, but it wasn't. That was actually Harmon doing an impression of
me. It was actually
me.
Jim Boeheim crying in the corner.
What'll end up happening is it'll play out like when the Saturday Night Live skit, the legendary shooting of Buckwheat. And they're like, oh,
you know. They had it for you live. Remember, it was live. Yeah. The legendary shooting.
He was the kindest, gentlest, most humble and gracious person I ever met. Do you believe he killed Buckwheat? Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
That's all he ever talked about.
That's all he ever, John David Stutz, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, that's all he ever talked about.
Ted Koppel here with ongoing.
Look, it's so with Boeheim today. We talked about it last hour. It's just so awkward how it comes down at the end where he doesn't really retire and he doesn't say that he's walking away. He doesn't say that he's being forced out. Just a ridiculously awkward press conference following Syracuse's loss to Wake Forest in the ACC tournament today. Let's hear the exchange. I mean, this is how a 47-year head coach, Hall of Fame head coach, gets to go out with this kind of back and forth with a reporter about his future following a team, his team getting knocked out in the tournament.
Well, I gave my retirement speech on the court last Saturday, and I gave it in the press conference afterwards, and nobody except William Payne figured it out.
Are you saying right now that you're going to retire?
This is up to the university.
You want to come back?
I didn't say that.
Okay, but, so what are you saying? You're not saying you're retiring, but you're not saying
I just said it. I don't know.
So you don't know. Okay.
I said this is up to the university.
Are you saying right now that you're going to retire?
This is up to the university.
You want to come back?
I didn't say that.
How will you make a determination about when you will come back?
You're talking to the wrong guy.
That's your coach of 47 years.
All right, put the bright lights on him like it's Sipowicz.
All right, number one.
Yeah, we found that at laying in the aisle three in the bodega.
One of the new drops we need, Ty shirt, is Boeheim saying, I didn't say that. Because that's my favorite part. So you want to come back? I didn't say that. But you want to come back? I didn't say that. I mean, it's so awkward.
That's
so
almost
awful.
As good as Spike Lee's, but nobody told me.
I didn't say that. So you're retiring. I didn't say it. Talk to the university. Wait, but you want to retire? I didn't say that. You want to come back? I didn't say that. Wait a minute. What is happening here? That's like a conversation. I could have seen it. Just keep going with it.
Who's
why stop
first?
There? I mean, Donna DeToto, who's a Syracuse beat reporter. I mean, the whole thing just, I'm awful. Like, I didn't say that. So what are you saying? I gave it last week. You did. So you're retiring. I didn't say that. But you just said you gave your retirement speech. No, I didn't say that. Ask the university. It's like, what is, how is it that awkward? How is it
Cues,
that bad?
Yeah.
How
that's
is it
your
that
institution
bad?
Right
but
there.
But that's the thing, though. But look what he did there. Does he need to be that guy? Mm. No. Look, he played the character. And this is where it's a dangerous thing when you create that level of a character as a coach, as a player, whatever else, whatever life you're trying to project, right? That's where Ja Morant is now in this world of, all right, what's real, what's imagined, and how do you get out of it, right? You get stuck in that moment. You talk to all the people that have played for Belichick through the years. Rich Ohrenberger was in for you last night, told a couple of great stories, did his impressions and laughing about, you know, guys and their video game habits and whatever else. Just funny as hell. That's not the guy you get at press conferences. Popovich, from all accounts, you know, the fatherly figure, jovial, off the court, whatever, on the court. All right, I'm going to give you two words. I'm going to glare at you in press conferences. I'm going to be a pain in the ass. And so for Boeheim, he had the opportunity to try to at least flip the script a little bit and not come off as so terse and combative and give a little bit of context. You give a bunch of three-word answers. No, I didn't say that. It's in their court. It's like, well, no, it's a 47-year relationship. And I know relationships of a long time could go to hell really fast. But the fact of the matter is he goes in front of the presser, and he didn't need to make it like that. That's on him for escalating. I'm not saying it's a good situation, and certainly don't absolve Syracuse and the brass there. Whatever the conversations have been throughout this season, going back to last season, going back to the first time, what was it, 5 years ago or 7 years ago or however long it was. It's in our tenure here at Fox Sports Radio that he was supposed to go away and then decided, nah, that coach in waiting, he can wait forever. Not leaving. He could have made this easier.
Here's the thing. I agree with you, but you're the university. You know how he's going to react. You know how he's going to. So this is on you to say, all right, we have to be the ones to kind of take it on the chin here.
Well,
right?
Jim, you're not meeting the media after losing because you're a child.
We got to be the ones that okay, we have to do a little bit of bending here, even though we don't want to, because we got to make sure that Boeheim goes out the way he should, because this reflects poorly on us, poorly on the university, and it's all people are going to talk about. It's going to be the lasting image of Jim Boeheim, and nobody wants that. You have to, I'm sorry, you got to figure that out. It's what you get paid the big money for. We talked about getting paid big money. You get paid big money for that. It's what you need to be doing. And so, yeah, so the school needed to be able to say, all right, let's figure out the right way to do it. And they didn't do it. And it's unforgivable. And suddenly he can't even say if he's retiring. He's this. The university, all they're saying is, thanks, Jim. Whoa, nothing. Here's a statement on Twitter. Well, thanks for 47. That's what you get. Give him a gold watch, too. Here, take this watch, Jim. We appreciate it. Thank you. As we're all watching the NCAA tournament without our teammate. Thanks, Jim. I mean, I get that. I get that Boeheim could have done it, but this is who he is. He's always been prickly and ornery. He's always been that that way, right? But what do I tell? But this is how beloved he is for not just fans and people who went to Syracuse and players, but entire college basketball. Bam's a big personality. He's a guy that everybody knows who he is. Everybody does. It's why it's the biggest story in sports tonight. It's why it's trending at the top of Twitter. That and Kevin Durant slipping and falling. But well, I mean, yeah. There's a reason that that's up there, and there's a reason that's there. And you have to figure out a better way to be able to handle this situation, because you know how he's going to react, and you should have done it. And I know I'm sound like I'm you're letting a bad kid off with bad behavior doing it. Yeah, well, okay. When the guy's done what he's done for 47 years, yeah, you kind of need to find a better way that this can go across to not have it end in such an awkward. This is how it ends for Bayham.
Maybe they don't like the guy.
Maybe
he did something.
I don't care, man.
Maybe he treated them like garbage.
I don't care because you know what that's going to look like. That you can't. This is how it walks.
Oh, he'll
away.
Be on Dan Patrick's show in the morning cussing people out.
He might.
Yeah, no, that's true.
But you know what? The funny thing you say, media. I will tell you this. I don't know that Boeheim's a guy that has many regrets, because this is just who he's been for his entire life, right? I'll shoot from the lip. I tell you, my favorite quote about him is when he was serving that suspension for the violations, and Jay Billis went to watch a game with him at his home. Went to watch Syracuse game, was being coached by Mike Hopkins at the time before he left for Washington. My best quote Boeheim was after something happened and there was a timeout on the floor. He said to Jay Billis, "I wish I was at the game so I could take that player out. Like, I want to be in the game so I could take him out of the game. Like, well, that's why I want to be there."
Suspensions and other violations. Because, yeah. Going back to the retirement thing, like, he has the opportunity to say, "I have no interest in retirement." Didn't need to put it in that. I don't know. No, you know. If you want to keep coaching, you may not be at Syracuse, but you could have answered that like a grown-up. Whatever's going on with Syracuse, you could have done that. Now, putting out the press release of, "Hey, here's the guy that's succeeding him, and good luck to that." You've got an opportunity to go forge greatness, but it is certainly a curiosity as Adrian Autry goes and takes over the program, that for Boeheim, you've got the reputation. Look, you're there 47 years. You become one of the elder statesmen. And just like I cited with Belichick and Popovich, you know, people want to hear it, right? We love great quotes or terrible quotes or nothing that we get to extrapolate on. And in this case, this is a lot of, well, what really went on behind the scenes? We don't know. They might have been having it might be the Lamar Jackson situation, except with a coach. We've been talking about this for 2 years, and we've made no headway. So here we are. So with Boeheim, again, you know, the university wears it, and part of it is, if you really wanted him gone at some other point in this tenure, then yeah, you probably should have played hardball at some other point. And we're watching all the elder statesmen coaches walk away, others that might be forced out of where they are based on the lack of success, right? Calipari, a lot of people calling for his job, and well, Rick Pitino's bounced around, doesn't have the same cachet. I mean, because he's been there for 47 years, Boeheim still has that. If he'd been coaching anywhere else, does he have the same juice? If he had a second or a third school on the resume, probably not, because it's not the same act, and he's not seen as, you know, a figure who's a living, walking, breathing, curmudgeonly statue in front of you at the podium. But here we are, and it's an awkward, terrible thing. My condolences to all of you Syracuse alum in media, radio, and television. It's a dark day and a cloud because of all of these years, because it's the only thing you've ever known in your waking life as a Syracuse fan and now alum, Jason. And for some of your friends, just tell them this. The sun will rise tomorrow. This too shall pass. Mike Ditka, upon being exited as Bears coach.
Well, look, I'll tell you this, because as you talked about with the media and everything else, and, you know, my favorite quote of him was this, is that the one thing I bet he regrets is that he's the one that put all of this in motion. Because there was a press conference following a game about a month ago in which they asked him a bit, because they ask about his future all the time, and he gives them the same answer. But he said after the game, "It's my decision. It's my decision whether or not to retire.
That's right.
They've given it to me." And that was the moment where this whole narrative was activated. It was like you had a really powerful computer that is just sitting, and you don't want to turn it on because when you turn it on, crazy things, it's like Skynet. We don't want to make Skynet aware. If you make Skynet aware, suddenly the world's going to end, right? And that's what Boeheim had. Don't turn the computer on. Don't turn the computer. You're getting older. You're not winning. And you need to be able to keep what you want to keep your job. Keep going down. Make people think that we're turning around the corner. But the minute he said that, that turned that Skynet computer on. Everything was activated, and the whole "is this it for Boeheim" storyline continued from there. There was no real "is he going to retire?" It was always, well, maybe in a year he'll announce after this year he'll do another year or two, because that's always what he said. He said, "I'm always going to give a year or two notice so people know what's going on and we know who the coach is going to be so we can continue to recruit." Right? He's always said
that. Well, and that was your immediate reaction to the loss before he ever said a word and sat down at that presser.
He always said, "That's how I'm going to do it." And now, because of that conversation, and it blew up and ran out of control, this is where we are today. Where I think if he could go back, he wouldn't say anything. He would just not say anything. Would just say, I'll deal with that at the end. Every year you give me the same questions. Let's talk about the game tonight and let's go on. But it's my decision. Now, maybe something was going on behind closed doors there at that point, and he got a little mad about it. But the worst thing to do right there was to make that public. Because once that got out there, whoa, my decision. Hey, university, what do you have to say? And now suddenly we accelerated that timeline. Where maybe it was going to be the end of the year, we want you to retire in a year or two, Jim. We really want you to do this and all this stuff.
Jim.
Oh, you're the wrong Jim. I'm thinking of Jim Nance. Jim.
Jason, you should be feeling a lot of relief right now.
Why is that?
Because you're going to have a new coach after 47 years.
Yeah,
somebody that's going to be good.
No.
Hope look, and out of the mediocrity.
I'm in a combination.
Maybe you'll get a good coach.
I'm in a combination of sadness and optimism because, look, I do like to go to the tournament every year. And maybe the next, Adrian Autry is going to be a little bit different. Guy was a great player at Syracuse.
He's the Cowboy,
they
right?
Gene Autry? Yes, that's him. Yes, he is. Yes,
he's got a museum down by the zoo here in Los Angeles.
He's got the lasso and he goes.
Down by the zoo.
Well, lasso comes back next week. I think you're now conflating it. Be a goldfish.
Yeah, no spoilers, Smith. No spoilers.
I am sad and I am optimistic because, like I said, I do like going to the. I don't like being under 500.
You should be happy.
We're basketball
Let's
royalty,
celebrate
man.
This. Let's celebrate
Syracuse
this.
Syracuse is
Boeheim's
basketball
out forever.
Boy. Twitter at How About a Fresca. If you would like a job here at Fox Sports Radio, let me know and we can clean house. We can just do a. Let's get rid
just
of everybody.
Just like they're doing in Syracuse.
Just get rid of everybody. We're gonna get rid of. Everybody's making too much money. They've been around too long.
Are you leaving? I don't know. That's
everybody.
Their decision.
We're going to get rid of everybody, bringing all new people
I'm
in.
I'm not
we're
Mr.
Doing.
Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
Tonight's show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. All right, well, coming up next, we get into the National Football League. Lamar Jackson and his franchise tag is the talk of the league. Tell you exactly how it's going to play out. That's coming up next from the TireRack.com studios. Jason and Mike, this is Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Tonight's show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. What's so funny? Okay. Hey, laughing boy. What's so funny?
Such great commentary off of social media regarding your rants and impassioned pleas to, storm Syracuse and leave Jimmy alone.
I'm going to go to the varsity and eat cheesesteaks, and I'm going to say, Jim Bay, I'm going to the top of the Carrier Dome. I'm always going to call it the Carrier Dome, even though it's the JWA Dome. I'm going to get to the – I used to work in the Carrier Dome. I did used to work in the Carrier Dome, by the way.
I know. There you go. Leave Brittany alone.
I did.
From Nestor on Instagram. And TJ, Spock said it best when he said, goodbye, Jim. TJ.
Jim. Do you know another guy named Jim got fired, Jim? Or maybe he quit, Jim, and walked away. Jim, could that be you, Jim? Could I be doing the show with somebody else? Jim. This would be a huge move if you would quit or retire, Jim. Huge, Jim.
Boeheim's sitting there at the podium. Blank you. You're cool.
You know, I just because this whole we just conflated it right there and did chocolate and peanut butter. You know how much I miss not seeing Tony Romo announce a game on Sundays now?
I know, like, buddy.
Since my Tony Romo impression has taken off, I'm like, I want to see him talking. I just want to see him saying Jim.
It's like the Simpsons episode where all the kids are turning around. Say it, Bart. Say it. See, I didn't do it, kid.
So, we talk about openings that there are jobs here, because there are if you want to come work here instead of me with these knuckleheads. There may be an open. Would it be the ball boy whose job it is to make sure the NBA floor is not slippery and making sure nobody slips and flies, to be the ball boy or just somebody or a cleaner? Like, who's job is that?
Come running out and wiping it down? Yeah.
Is it the ball boy? Because I don't know if it's a ball boy or if it's someone else. Just they have the big brooms, like the big long blue brooms that they come out. Like,
well, or they go in
job.
And they come flying onto the court and they have a towel in hand and slide in. You know, like someone going into the social media world to slide in, and they wipe the floor, and then they scramble off like a ball boy in a tennis match.
We say this because Kevin Durant was set to make his home debut tonight against Oklahoma City, and it turns out they didn't need him because they dusted Oklahoma City 132-101. But He didn't play because, you see this video on social media, in the layup line, he was warming up, he drives the ball to the hoop from the left side, and he goes, it looks like he's just kind of just getting loose, and yep. he goes up for a right-handed layup, and he slips, and he loses balance, and he falls, turning his left ankle because he just hit a slippery spot on the floor. This is about an hour before tip-off, and he sat out. He was able to finish his pregame workout, but then the Suns announced, hey, dude, you just fell and you're sore. Yeah, I know you want to play.
He said it's Oklahoma City.
Yeah, dude, we should still win this game without you. It's okay. And still, coming through with my Suns prediction of starting to beat teams by more and more points, right? Winning by 15, by 30.
You beat the scrubs who are on the schedule, absolutely.
But boy, I mean, this is one of those, it shows you that life with Kevin Durant is never going to be easy and simple. There's always going to be something. And this is not a bad thing. This is just over the course of his career, Kevin Durant has found a way to make mountains out of molehills with controversy and insert himself in discussions and controversy that he shouldn't. He's also found a way to get hurt a lot. And sometimes it's, hey, it just happens. Sometimes it happens as the rigors of a game. Sometimes just him slipping. And, you know, as he's messing around on the court before the game, things are never easy with KD from either a health or personality perspective. And you want to think this is going to be a smooth last 20 games of the season where he's going to come in and they're going to beat teams by 30 points a game, which they are. And now it shows you, well, you can never take anything for granted with KD because maybe in a layup line he can wind up getting hurt.
Well, I would say this. Number one, in Arizona, they really need to have an intervention, bring in guys who've handled courts properly, who've handled playing surfaces properly. Remember, they spent all that money on the Super Bowl field, and they were boasting, oh, it's an $800,000 transition, and then it sucked. Right, it was awful. And then we watch this tonight. It's going to be his first game. And where are all the think of the children people tonight? Where are all the people think of the children tonight? As people were paying exorbitant prices to watch the Oklahoma City Thunder because this was going to be his first home game. Where are those people tonight? Wow. You know what? That stuff happens. What are you going to do? No, he sat down because he fell because they suck and they were negligent
as to how to do this. Just stop. You know it better than I do. It was in the script. It was in the script. Arian Foster's got the script to the NBA season two. Okay, in this game, you kind of slip and fall, and you're going to cause a little bit more.
Buy yourself another week.
There you go. You want to sit out? We know you need the rest. We'll give you another week, right? We can't give you another week off after this, KD. I know you negotiated this in, but we can't. Yeah. It's the playoffs are coming. You need to be playing. All right,
Dude, you can't even make it through the layup line.
That's the thing I was going to say, though, Justin. It's like you can't play a game after that.
Just give me a freak injury thing for like I get a couple of days. I got a big weekend. You know, I booked that darkness retreat like way before Aaron Rodgers did. I want to go do it. Can you give me a couple of days off? Yeah, okay.
Durant makes Anthony Davis look like Cal Ripken Jr.
No, but that's just it. We were on last night, and Frostburg, you and I, and Rich, and we had our crew all assembled, and we're watching Anthony Davis gets literally punched in the face.
Oh, yeah.
Gets punched in the face. Like, that was a good jab. Like, dude had watched Creed 3.
It was dirty, but yeah.
Sorry,
yeah,
no, don't,
but
spoil,
it was terrible.
Don't spoil Creed 3. There's punch in the face in Creed 3?
I got to figure someone takes coming. A headshot.
I did not see that coming.
Creed died in 3.
Whoa!
By the way, Jonathan
Rocky
Majors, III. I mean, to tie no, everything together. Well, yeah.
Oh, the beginning of 4 is technically 3.
They do kind of blend them together. Is it 3A?
It's not true at all. It's not true at all.
But yeah, Jonathan Majors is now going to play Dennis Rodman in a movie.
Sure.
To tie all of this together.
Why not?
But when we watched Anthony Davis, he got punched in the face. He was bleeding profusely.
Mm.
And it's like, oh, no. And that's immediately Frostburg and I going back, going, all right, how many games is this one? Ornberger on air. How many games is he going to miss after this? And they did what they could. They shoved all sorts of product up his nose, stopped the bleeding. He goes for 30 and 22. They win the game. And all of a sudden, it's on Pau Gasol night. You know, back when it was Laker Nation. Everybody could get on board. Anthony Davis was that guy last night. But it was a departure from the character. You know, like I was calling on from Boeheim before. See how it's a rich tapestry I weave here. For Kevin Durant, this flows straight in. It's like, really? You can't play after that? Have the kid wipe it up. Curse him out. Stretch. and play your 24 minutes, man. What are we doing?
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Tonight's show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. We got more NBA on the way, but the day after for Lamar Jackson, that he's been given the unexclusive franchise tag and teams can negotiate a contract with him and he can sign it and the Ravens can either match it or decide to not match it, take two first-round picks, and Lamar Jackson goes to his new team. Now, I'm going to tell you exactly how this is going to play out, judging by everything that's gone on between he and the Ravens over the course of the past couple of years. Remember, Lamar Jackson does not want to go back to play for the Ravens. The Ravens do not want to pay him. So what's going to happen is this. Lamar's going to get a team to sign him because he has to. He has to get someone to sign him because he wants to get paid. Remember, he wants to get paid more than anything else. The team is somewhat irrelevant. He wants more guaranteed money than Deshaun Watson got. He wants $250-plus million of guaranteed money. Someone's going to give that to him because anybody is involved now. Any team can get involved. All these teams we thought, well, it's going to be these quarterbacks. No. Now teams that we never thought of. Wait a minute. We're looking at bottom feeder teams. The Commanders could get involved if they wanted to. Even though they say we see the Lions could get involved. Anybody that says, hey, yeah, we can go get him because he'll sign with us. He will sign with a new team. And then he's going to tell the team over the course of the negotiations, sign me, I'm coming. Yeah, but they can match. No, I'm going to tell them not to match. I'm going to play my final trump card. So sign me to this money. They're going to try to make it difficult for the Ravens to match it. But in the end, he's going to say, sign me. And then Team X, whoever it is going to sign him to a contract. And he's going to say, Ravens, do not match it. Do not match it. I do no longer want to play here. Do not match it. I can't go down here. You didn't want me. You decided to let this go to this side of a franchise tag. So, no, do not match it. And the Ravens are going to say, okay, because they've been looking to be let off the hook for this situation the entire time. They don't want to be the team that couldn't come to terms on a contract with a 25-year-old former MVP quarterback, right? They don't want to be that team. So they're going to say, okay, we'll take the draft picks. See, we tried to make it work with Lamar, but Lamar wanted out, so this is what we're going to do. He doesn't want to be there. They don't want to pay him. So the team that signs him, that's exactly how it's going to go down. Lamar's going to say, don't match. The Ravens will say, okay, we'll take the draft picks. And that's how it's going to go, and Lamar Jackson's going to have his new team.
See, and this is where it gets into the beautiful theoreticals, right? And we've got the rumors and allegations of collusion with the capital C that get out there. And folks remembering and trying to compare what he's going to get to Daniel Jones. And we did a deep dive on this yesterday, but synopsis for you and those that wouldn't have been with us necessarily yesterday. The guys have value overall, and guys have value to particular system teams, etc. For Daniel Jones, Giants screwed up by not doing the 50-year option, and so they had to pay. Well, he's only on the hook. They're only on the hook for $19 million for cap purposes this next year. Obviously, you get into guaranteed monies and whatever. But Daniel Jones, for what he, Brian Daboll, Kafka, and what they're building there, has unique value. And remember, the Giants had to put in their decision on Jones and Barkley at the same time as Lamar. There was no staggering. There was no, oh, they did that at 11:42 ahead of the deadline? Well, hell, hey, Daniel, all that talk, beat it. We're going after Lamar. No, that's not the way it worked. They had to make a decision in that vacuum. They didn't have an ability to go and say, hey, the market is open on Lamar. Let's go. But for Lamar, I think the Ravens, to a degree, and maybe this is me pie in the sky, whatever, they did him a favor. All right, you don't like what we've been offering. We can't figure out whether it's $5 million, $20 million, whatever that chasm is in guaranteed money. Forget about the personnel stuff with DaCosta and wide receivers and everything else for a minute. But whatever that chasm is on guaranteed money, go out into the marketplace and see if someone wants to pay you that. And then they have the opportunity for a couple of days to go and evaluate whether that number works. And if he doesn't get up to that 230 to 250, guess what? Maybe all calmer heads prevail because they've got a system, they've got an organization that is perennially a contender and where things work. Do you want to see improvement? Do you want to see the evolution of the offense? Well, they change coordinators. So in theory, that is destined to happen. But for Lamar Jackson, now it's the how many teams are there, and for those that are, look how many people said they're out. It's like, it's a game of poker. It's like Ryan Poles. We're not ruling anything else. We sucked last year, right? He did that for a couple of weeks, and then finally, as you get to the combine and everything, it dials down. Same thing here. You might be out on Tuesday as stuff's announced, but guess what? By Thursday morning, fresher eyes and a good night's sleep, and someone working on the salary cap and readjusting some of those veteran contracts, suddenly some money becomes available, and you're looking around going, maybe this works for us. For the Lions, they've got an extra draft pick coming off all the Stafford stuff. So for them, there's a little bit of, hey, we could still get a player and add to our team and go get Lamar Jackson. I mean, we like Jared Goff, but do we love Jared Goff? Sure, it's like Seattle and whether they draft Richardson or another quarterback at 5. They're in a luxury place having added Geno Smith. For the Ravens, they've got Pro Bowl quarterback Snoop Huntley at the ready.
Well, I'll tell you, if things didn't go so poorly for the last 2 years, I'd agree with you. But there's so much has happened. There's just, I just can't, there's just no way. There's no way he, after all of this, we can't decide if we want to pay you money. And now the league says we have to pay you. He's going to go back. No, he hasn't had an agent. It's been personal for a long time. He doesn't want to go back. They don't want to pay him.
Well,
that's how it's going to, and it could end with the line. It could end with a crazy ass team. I think it may end with a crazy ass team.
It could be the Raiders.
It's not going to be the Ravens.
Who said they don't know what they're doing. You've got the, like, there's so much chaos potentially here. And for those that really want to bemoan this part of the process, the players did this themselves by agreeing to the restricted tags, the non-exclusive, the exclusive, the transition, and all this other stuff. They might have gotten some short-term wins, but this is where the ills of it, where the problems come. And anybody that wants to bemoan it, you know, go back and you point the finger at D. Smith. There's some good things in the labor conversations, and depending on where you're at in the strata of players, maybe you got bigger wins this last CBA, but this is one of those cases that stands out of, you agreed to this and now you have to deal with it.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
Tonight's show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. All right, so are you ready for my idea now? Now that we're seeing the stretch run begin in the NBA. The
yeah.
best new NBA show possible.
Let's go.
All right, here's a show. It's kind of an undisputed light. Okay? It's
okay.
like undisputed light. It's a debate show. And it's called The Lakers Are Back with a question mark.
What?
Right? Lakers are back with a question mark.
What's
right?
the question mark
well,
for?
Here it is. Well, this
They're
is
back.
This, well, that's the whole show. Are they really back? Look, they win yesterday. Now they're in ninth place. And, you know, we have all the zombie Laker fans biting other Laker fans, infecting them, saying, the Lakers are back. We're great. The Lakers are back. So here's the TV show. You air it every couple of days. You start the show with a couple of people. You recap the game. And you go to interview fans on the street. And you just ask them one question. Are the Lakers back? And you get a whole bunch of answers. And you run it in the second segment. Okay, we come back. Are the Lakers back? We'll get the reaction. Fans on the street, right? Just like when you watch local news. And what are citizens saying about this controversial policy at this late hour? We ran into this guy randomly walking down the street at 10:30 at night and asked him this question. He stands for everybody.
I don't really know, but it doesn't sound like anything I would vote for. I'm not sure.
So you do the man on the street thing, and you just ask the question, are the Lakers back? For instance, here we are with Laker fan Justin Frostberg. Justin, are the Lakers back?
Is the sky blue?
And boom! All right, he thinks the Lakers are back, right? So then you go to commercial. When you say, come back, we'll debate if the Lakers are back. And then the next segment is the two hosts debating, are the Lakers back? And then you end with a couple of emails or something fun. Here's coming up on the next show. And that's the show. It's called Are the Lakers Back? With a question mark.
Yes.
Right?
We've gone through this.
And
they're
that's,
back.
And that's an easy... How easy a show is that? You show a long highlight, man on the street, are the Lakers back? And then the debate, are the Lakers back?
I think
that's
I'm going to sue you. I'm going to sue you for this show.
Why are you suing me? It's my idea.
This is my show.
No, it's... You did not have the idea for this show.
Are you joking? This is my show.
Listen, it's my show.
Wait.
You can get a producer credit.
$12 right now we can register arethelakersback.com.
Or could it be the Lakers are back? Is it are the Lakers back with a question mark or the Lakers are back with a question mark?
The answer is yes, so that's a waste of $12, Mike.
But if we could actually get people to tune in to our hot take debates and we go possession by possession right here,
yeah.
I thought they were
I
back.
Think if other shows can pull that off, we certainly can.
I was going to say,
there's a lot of guys cashing some big paychecks in our business doing just that.
At this point in the game, did you think the Lakers were back when they were down 10? No, I thought they were done.
How were you feeling right here?
Stunk.
That's right.
We had to get rid of AD at this point. We had to trade for Russell Westbrook to get him back. We had to waive LeBron. Now, at this point, when they're up 5, how did you feel? The Lakers are back! The Lakers are back!
I'm going to take you back to last night's game when Anthony Davis takes the sucker punch, goes up strong, two hands for a rebound, but as he comes down, maybe trying to poke the ball away, maybe not, but he gets a nice hard right hand, the nose explodes, blood everywhere. Did you think at that moment that the Lakers were back?
Duh.
See? There we go. That's the show. It's a half hour show, because more than a half hour, I think you get to people's attention
span. Yeah, but
span,
if anybody says no, they're going to get thrown out of the studio like Jazz on the Fresh Prince.
But you need people to say no. It's a debate show.
When Rui Hachimura missed that three-point shot late in the third quarter, how did you feel? Were the Lakers back?
Just because it's
point?
A debate show, Jason, doesn't mean they have to lie and say no.
No, but I would... Listen, I would... have to lie. I would get some fans.
That's the best laugh. Thanks, Frost.
And I would say, listen, I don't have an opinion on this. Then do me a favor. Just say no, they're not back. And they're just say it very definitively. No, they are not back. Really? And yes, you'll be on television.
Just yell,
say
no, are you
okay.
kidding me? And I'll take it for the 5 minutes thereafter. That's good.
This is a show that would be on like 11 o'clock at night in the 90s. Like if this is in the 90s when you could just do anything and put it on the air, it would be like this would be a big show.
Ron DeShear on it and everybody will watch.
Eric Shanks, call us.
Dude, the Lakers are back with a question mark.
He should have been on the horn with us. I'm going to stalk him a couple of weeks from now when I go to that conference.
We don't condone that.
How does the rundown look?
Here's all my pitches.
Segment one, highlight. Segment two, man on the street. Segment three, debate. Are the Lakers back? Segment four, goodbye. See you tomorrow.
Get rid of the question mark.
That's the show.
Put an exclamation mark because we're back.
Is that an exclamation point?
Twitter at @AlbertaFresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. Next in the TireRack.com studios. What Sons of Anarchy has to do with one of the biggest stories of the day, and paparazzi out in full effect for Aaron Rodgers.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.